I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. It's very rare for movies nowadays to have very small productions. Even independent films, there's usually one big start that could take the budget up beyond 20 million. But every now and again, you get a movie that has stars in it and is made on barely any money at all, and that is when something truly special can come out of it. Begin Again is a 2014 musical drama movie directed and written by John Carney. It stars Keira Knightley, Mark Ruffalo, Hailee Steinfeld, Kathryn Keener, Yassine Bey, and Adam Levine in his first acting role. It tells the story of Greta, played by Knightley, a lonely songwriter who wants to leave the United States and go back home after being cheated on by her songwriting partner and boyfriend. However, all of that changes when one night she meets Dan, played by Ruffalo, a washed-up music producer who listens to her sing and wants to turn her into a star, leading to them making a full album without a label recorded all over New York City. I saw Begin Again back when it first came out, and it's still as good now as it was back then, but as I get older, I find myself going back to it every now and again because it feels special. In my opinion, this is both Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo's best roles and shows how well they can work together. The stars are pretty much the main draw of this film, but it doesn't just achieve great acting, it achieves great everything. Including something that not a lot of movies do. Atmosphere. It's very hard to establish an atmosphere in a film, but it can really help the audience immerse themselves in the setting and get a feel of what kind of world it is. And what better place than New York City? And yes, it may seem like a kind of movie that ends happily, but it doesn't really end that way. It's more bittersweet, and that's kind of the point. What it gets across from the beginning of the film is that the world of show business can lead to some highs, but many lows. And both Greta and Dan know this throughout the film, and know that the album they make will probably never sell anything. But they still do it because they love to make music, and it allows them to feel like themselves again after not feeling like it in a long time. And they do it as friends, not as romantic partners, which is another thing I love about this film. It establishes many times that Dan and Greta are just friends and stays that way throughout the whole movie. It makes it unique because any regular film would probably set up the two of them together, but Begin Again stays its course and focuses on the music, which by the way, is really good. All the songs that Greta sings around the city breathe life into the movie and again provide that atmosphere I mentioned earlier. And with a variety of ways to make music from drums, to cello, to piano and violin, to guitar solos, it feels like a breath of fresh air when listening to it. And that's not even going into Lost Stars, the main song of the film. It was written by creators and former members of the band New Radicals, Greg Alexander and Danielle Brisbois. Alexander has said that there are many metaphors for the song that one can make, but what I feel the song is about is the ability to become a star and become famous, but end up alone. Isolated from the world and missing that one connection that meant the most to you. That's what I feel Lost Stars is about, which is sung beautifully by Adam Levine, and this is coming from someone who's not a Maroon 5 fan. And of course, for such a good song, naturally, it was nominated for an Oscar. In fact, that's the only Oscar this film was nominated for, which I feel is somewhat of a crime. Begin Again is the kind of film that goes under the radar, but can change the course of someone's life no matter who it is. And there are films like that coming out every year. Nowadays, people are starting to notice them. Personally, I think the film Coda is a lot like that. But they're films that not only make you feel, but also make you think. Begin Again is a film that makes you think that life is not just a straight line. Sure, there may be bumps and holes to get stuck in, but you pave the way yourself. And the only person who can get out of the hole is you. Sure, some people can help, but you've got to pull your own weight when it's necessary. And it's never too late to pull yourself out. But when things change, they can't be changed back no matter how hard people try. And that's okay. It's better to evolve and grow than to stay in the same place. But when it comes to you, it will come to you hard. But just keep pulling through, and in the end, you'll have the chance to start over, to make something new from the ashes, and much like Dan and Greta, the ability to begin again. The movie is available to stream on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Freevee, and for free on YouTube. Or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.